Dear Cheap Astronomy, is there a solution to the Fermi paradox? Enrico Fermi made the point that with all the billions of stars out there, surely it can't just be Earth that can produce an intelligent, technology-wielding species. But having scanned the skies for many decades now, we haven't heard a blip from anyone. This situation is not technically a paradox, but it does deserve an explanation. And there are some theories around. For example, the dark forest hypothesis proposes that all the alien civilizations out there are too paranoid to alert anyone else to their presence, apart from us with our propensity to broadcast music to random locations across the cosmos. There's also the berserker hypothesis, which proposes that one civilization long ago released self-replicating von Neumann probes, which have since traversed the galaxy to wipe out any civilizations that they detect. Which of course means that we are probably next on their list. Cheap Astronomy's suggestion is that we might be the first, or at least one of the first intelligent civilizations. The universe is around 13.8 billion years old, and our stellar system began to condense out of a dust cloud when the universe was around 8.5 billion years old. After that, life on Earth began when the universe was about 10 billion years old, and from there it took almost 4 billion years until we could broadcast a Beatles song at the star Polaris. So it really could be the case that the universe needed 9 or 10 billion years to see dust clouds with the full contents of the periodic table, remembering that when the universe began, there was only hydrogen and helium, and some traces of lithium and beryllium. So, maybe our progenitor dust cloud was one of a first generation of dust clouds with enough of the right ingredients, and maybe our planet that formed out of that dust cloud was one of the first able to support a stable environment that would allow all those ingredients to slowly mix together into something special. After 10 billion years, in a bigger expanded universe, it does become possible to sit quietly in an outer region of a vast galaxy, enabling the incubation of an ecosystem over nearly 4 billion years without being wiped out by a gamma ray burst from a nearby supernova. Indeed, it does seem likely that the apparent rarity of intelligent life is probably due to the need to have a few billion years of relative stability so that intelligent life can evolve. Our scanning of other stellar systems suggests there's nothing particularly unusual about our solar system at a chemical or physical level, but it may be a bit unusual that our planet Earth has only had 5 mass extinction events in its entire 4 billion year history. This may be because our solar system has not just one, but 2 very large planets in the form of Jupiter and Saturn, which may have helped stop a lot of hazardous asteroids from reaching the inner solar system. Also, Earth has its fabulous magnetosphere that's allowed it to hold on to a volatile atmosphere and also a huge volume of liquid water, which is both a cradle for life and also a lubricant for tectonic plate shifting, avoiding the planetary level volcanic resurfacing that we see on Venus. And even if we aren't the first, but just one of the first, we need to remember that everywhere we look, we are looking into the past. So when we scan across our galaxy, we are scanning for any intelligent signals that were released up to 100,000 years ago. And any such signals from the Andromeda Galaxy would have been released more than 2 million years ago, and so on. On this basis, it's unlikely we are going to be successful in finding Dyson swarms constructed around other stars, since if we haven't managed to develop that kind of engineering sophistication yet, it's unlikely that anyone in the past has either. As always, we can only speculate from our one known example of an intelligence-producing ecosystem. Our civilization's Beatles broadcast identifies us to the cosmos as an intelligent species that does dumb things, noting Polaris is a yellow supergiant star and has no known planets. But at least we can feel smug that we are one of the first civilizations to do anything much on a cosmic scale.